Right now on VFN TV, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann speaking at the Value Voter Summit. You're going to be so encouraged, so inspired. She is a wonderful citizen and woman and Christian woman in America. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening?
Man, I'm so excited that we have so many people who were marginalized now getting a chance to speak and be brought out in the forefront. I think you said something between the break. First they ignore you, then they fight you, and
then
now
you
win.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people winning right now, and they're getting their voice back.
Yeah.
And just tells you and encourages you, say, hold on. When they're ignoring you and they're fighting you, hold on.
Right.
Because in due season, in due time, you're going to get a moment, you know, to speak and have a platform again.
Yeah, and a lot of our folks, you know, that watch us, they're thinking, like, how could you always be excited, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited to be here. But the thing is that we are, because we've been having these conversations for many, many years.
Many years.
And what we said, you know, we need to invite the nations into this
conversation, right? That's right. It's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a privilege. We don't take this for granted.
Yes.
You know, the opportunity we get to talk with you every day and all of you around the world and to hear your comments, it is an absolute privilege. And there's so many of us that are working hard to put this program together.
Yes.
We are absolutely excited because this is not something we ever envisioned doing.
But, you know, God had this day in mind.
God did.
And I know this, and this is why we would put these nice shirts and stuff.
Absolutely.
That we're wearing. It's just all about,
it's all,
you know, being who we've always been.
That's right.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And the fact that we're talking to you across the world, and you're talking to us, and this technology didn't even exist back then. We're broadcasting, we're on cable, we're streaming, we're in the air, online, in your pocket, we'd like to say, everywhere. And we love hearing from you. We love hearing your comments. You know, we heard you, you're talking to us about, you know, encouraging us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we don't want to be encouraged. Just to hear those words, like, continue on, keep shining the light. You know, keep praying for America. The America will stand. Keep
praying
for us. Venezuela, we've been hearing from you, and we've sending those prophecies out. And we've heard your comments, and I know that you talked about specifically that, you know, they couldn't post their comments. If they found out that they were posting these comments, that they needed prayer, that rape and different things are happening
in Venezuela.
Venezuela, because of all the socialistic
oppression
government, that they had to post it, ask for us to pray for them, but had to pull it down.
Wow.
And they did. They pulled it down, but they were just saying that, you know, that they appreciate it. And we're excited because God, I believe what God's about to do, he's going to send revival to Venezuela.
Hmm.
Because what happened was, at one point, you know, the people of Venezuela turned to government. You know, they begin to embrace socialism. And that's when we turn away from God and start thinking the government can provide it. Now we always find out government never can do what God can do. The smaller the government, the more dependent the people are on God.
Absolutely.
The bigger the government, the lesser the dependent the people are on God. Isn't that amazing how that kind of works?
Yeah. And entitlement, all these things, you know, happen. I remember one of our programs speaking about Venezuela, the guy said, what I used to feed to my dog,
yes,
I now eat.
Yeah.
So that thing quickly changes. And so, again,
our hearts go out to you. We're praying for
absolutely.
You. Please, everybody pray for Venezuela. I'm telling you, Maduro and all of them are coming down. This is what's been prophesied by Cindy Jacobs and others, which means, you know, a righteous government potentially is going to arise there. We're excited about that. But now we're fixing to go to the Value Voter Summit. This is so important. You know, so many people are voting over parties and so many people are voting over gender and different things, but you know what? How about just finding out the values of the person?
Mm.
You know, do you love God? Do you love your country? Do you love the Constitution?
Do you believe in the Constitution?
Do you believe in God?
Is it a living document or is it the original intention of the Founding Fathers? They're very important.
People say living document. What they're really saying is they interpret it with an eraser. They erase over it. So listen, we're going to go to the Value Voter Summit with former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Listen, she is a fire burning bright and will continue to burn bright, I believe, in America. Let's go there right now.
That those of us who hold to biblical truths, who believe in the creator of the universe, our involvement in this world is paying off. And isn't that what we're supposed to do? Paying off in terms of we are actively fulfilling the responsibility as believers. We aren't here seeing the United States government and the political machinery of this city as an ATM machine, a personal ATM machine. That's usually how politics are played. What's in it for me? The way that I see it is a little bit differently. I see those of us who are believers, especially if you go back to the 2016 election. Remember in the months leading up, the 7 weeks before the election, where all of us were, where we all felt that this was the last exit ramp for this country. And we knew that we had a responsibility before the Lord as believers to do our part for our nation, because our nation is different. It's a very different nation. We've been given this magnificent example that all the other nations of the world have looked at with awe and wonder. How did you get to be a nation like this? This is no mystery. It's because this nation was built on a biblical foundation and on timeless truths that have lasted for all time, but this country embraced them. We embraced it with godly people, godly men, godly women who saw the foundation and the purpose in not only obedience to God's word, but also acting out in prayer. The people of this nation have been sensible of danger. And insensible of, as they are sensible of danger and threats coming to this nation, they haven't gone quietly. Instead, they have roared actively. And the roaring that they have done is to do what the Benham brothers just did. Open up the scripture with faithful pastors and pulpits all across the United States, faithfully preaching his word to his people in this nation and calling people back to a biblical response to the times that we have lived in, whether it was during the colonial era, whether it was during the Civil War, the First World War, the Second World War, or today with the threats and challenges that face us that are very different than any other time. Probably one of the greatest threats that we are dealing with today is the loss of religious liberty and the loss of free speech. Look at the internet, for instance. Look at Google. Look at Facebook. Look at Twitter. Look at Instagram. The big story of this election is really twofold. On one hand, you have massive amounts of false information going through the mainstream media outlets day after day after day. And we know it's provably false information. On the other hand, we know that the social media sites have so restricted freedom of speech and expression that there was even a poll done recently that said traffic to conservative sites is down 93%. Not by choice, but because the masters of the universe, the tech titans of the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the Twitters, the social media, the YouTubes, have decided our voice is not a legitimate voice. Now, this is just the beginning stages. If you read last night, there was an article that came out because the former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, said that within 10 years, there will be two internets. There will be one controlled by China because you see these tech titans have essentially sold their souls to China. China is the biggest censor that there is, and the rising level of religious persecution in China is unlike anything that we have seen in modern times. Only now they have the advantage as an electronic dictator or tyrant to literally tie people up by the use of artificial intelligence, where they can have facial recognition of people's faces, global positioning so they know where everyone is, and the restrictions on freedom of speech, et cetera. And now these tech titans, the Googles of the world, are helping countries like China develop social profiles on people so that electronically each person has their own dossier with them at all times so that the electronic dictator can decide who gets access, who doesn't get access, what you get to do, what you're denied. This is a brand new world that we've never seen before and is being aided and abetted by American companies, which I question, are they even American companies anymore? Recently, Congress issued a subpoena, they issued an invitation for these tech titans to come and speak to them. One company chose just to blow it off, Google. And is it because they're such trillion-dollar companies now that they see themselves bigger than the government that gave them life here in this nation? I don't know. But I do know, as I look at all of that, as I look at all of this nonsense that's on TV and the news night after night after night, this is what the response, I believe, is now for our time. As the Benham brothers did, we open up the Word of God. We see what the Word of God says. I'm speaking to a believing audience now. But I believe the most powerful tool that is in front of us, and I want to urge every single person in this room to utilize, especially for the next 7 weeks, because we have a very consequential midterm in front of us 7 weeks from now.
This is so important. Listen, like she's saying, if you haven't yet registered, you can see it on your screen. Go to vfnkb.com/vote, vfnkb.com/vote. And you want to register to vote. You can find out everything you need to register right there at vfnkb.com/vote. Your state, whatever your state is. Yes, you can find out voter's guide, how your particular people that are running, the ones that answered those particular aspects of the how they stand on values. And listen, I think about this. If you study the Bible, you find out about a woman who was just a woman amongst the nations. She was just another lady in the midst of all these women and all these men. But you know what? She stood out. You know why? Because the Lord anointed her for her day and her season. And she would speak. And when she would speak, people would move, things would listen. And if we listened to the ones that God is touching to speak, then God is directing a nation. Those are called prophets. And literally, I believe that Michelle Bachmann is a prophet. Like Deborah was the one back in the days when we read about in our Bible, the prophetess Deborah. Well, understand this, that today I believe that Michelle Bachmann is one of those prophets. Yeah. And she's, and get this one, we got to go to break. But listen, when we get back, we're going to continue to join with Michelle on at the Value Voter Summit. You're going to be even more encouraged. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. The American Bible Society is celebrating its bicentennial anniversary, having distributed over 6 billion Bibles in its 200-year history, helping people all over the world engage with the Bible. Despite its 200-year accomplishments, American Bible Society President Roy Peterson said recently, "I like to think that American Bible Society is a 200-year-old startup in leveraging technology and social media, in the development of Bible-based online games for teens, and creating innovative ways to deliver the Bible to all regions of the world." Roy Peterson says of the Bible,
"It's a daily part of my life, and my heart's desire is to see it become a daily part of people's lives all around the world."
In the next decade, their goal is 100 million Americans regularly engaged with the Bible, and 100% of the world's languages open for Bible translation.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to
Welcome back. We are at the Value Voters Summit with former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, I believe a Deborah for our day for America. Let's join her now. You're going to be so encouraged. Let's go.
2 years ago, I believe that the prayers that God's people made to ask God for his provision were heard. They were heard and granted, and for 2 years, we have lived in an unparalleled golden time in the United States. You'd never know that if you turned on MSNBC or CNN, but we are living in an unparalleled golden time. Why do I say that? We have the president who's made the most pro-life actions of any president ever. We have a president who has been the most pro-Israel president ever in the history of the United States of America. Our president has put the United States on a pathway of blessing, a singular pathway of blessing. We have the most pro-religious liberty president in the history of the United States ever. He is doing more to advance religious liberty, not just in America, but globally. We have the best vice president we could have ever had in Mike Pence. We have Sam Brownback as our ambassador for religious liberty. We have a wealth of jewels in just the people that our president is putting into positions of leadership, like John Bolton, who's the head of national security, who also recognizes the primacy of defending religious liberty here and abroad. Do you see what a golden day that we have been given, let alone the economics, where yesterday we had just another powerful breakthrough, or the day before, of the stock market, on the economy, on foreign policy levels, domestic policy levels, on every possible level, America is killing it. We are doing great in every possible metric. And I believe that's because God's people utilized the tool that he gave us. Because if we humble of ourselves, if we confess our sins to him, if we reach out and cry out and realize it isn't just the mechanics of campaigns and tools here in the natural, but it is ultimately a full dependence on an almighty God and a recognition that he is just, and we ask for his ways in his timing, in his blessing, he responds because he is a God of love, and he's a God that wants to bring about his purposes in this world for his timing. And he's used this nation to bring great blessing to nations all across the world. If we weren't here, we wouldn't have that ability to bring blessing across the earth. And so that tool is his word, but here's the next tool that I am challenging you with an action step for the next 7 weeks. That tool is the most efficient level of communication that China, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube have no ability to touch. And it's this. It's our ability to communicate with the sovereign God, the creator of the universe. Prayer. It is the power of prayer. No speed has ever matched the power of prayer from our lips to God's ears and God's thoughts to our mind. Nothing can interfere with that. The scripture also says that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When you couple prayer with a power, a biblical power called fasting, meaning we deny ourselves something, maybe it's food, maybe it's whatever, we deny ourselves something. When we do that, I can't explain why, but for some reason, our minds are more attuned to the things of God. I just completed my own 40 days of prayer and fasting, and I will tell you, it's one of the most significant things any human being can do. Because to be closer to the God of the universe, to pour out our hearts and our prayers and supplications to him, there is nothing more privileged than to do that. So I would ask each one of you today, rather than griping, rather than throwing shoes at the TV, rather than wringing our hands, rather than going to chat rooms, would you do this? Would you get down on your knees? Would you call a friend and would you start to do what God has told us to do? You see, we're his hands and feet. He loves, but he's sovereign. And he gives us choice. From the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, the first thing he did is give mankind choice. I'm telling you, don't eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because he loved man, and all man knew was good. He wanted to keep man from knowing evil. And yet man chose to know evil. That was our choice as mankind. And so what I would say is this, let's choose to follow his pattern for blessing for nations. Let's choose to know him first of all, and every human being can know him. God knows him. God himself lived a perfect life, died on this earth so that all men could live. We're all sinners. We need to confess our sins before him and ask him to come into our life. That's called salvation. And then from there, read his word, live accordingly, but then pray in communication. His hands are moved. Would you join me now and let's begin the first step of practicing prayer. And from here, I challenge you for 7 weeks, fasting and prayer. Go home and find 1 to 10 more people to join you in intentional fasting and prayer. This nation will change, and I will fear nothing from these midterms.
So powerful. Listen, our God hears and responds. We want to talk about prayer in just a moment, but right now I want to encourage you, don't forget, pray and vote. You know, what you can do in the spiritual is to pray and seek God, but then you have to do. So I want you to go to vfnkb.com/vote, vfnkb.com/vote. If you have not registered, register now. If you want to find out about the candidates and their values, go to your local state inside of vfnkb.com, and you can find your state to register. You can find out where your local polling, everything can be found right there, vfnkb.com/vote. It's so, so very important. And also, you know, maybe it's time for you to begin to do what Michelle's talking about, and begin to abide with God, pray, and to seek his face. And we always talk about it. We have a free abiding plan for you. We can begin to walk you through those steps right now before these midterm elections. You go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org. We have a free abiding plan. You request it no matter where you are in the world, and it'll come right to you in your email. You could begin today, right now, doing what Michelle Bachman is talking about, to prepare yourself to pray and even begin to say, Lord, I'm going to fast some of this. I'm going to fast some of that. Or maybe you're going to fast altogether. I know we're fixing to go in just a moment. Listen, we want to hear your comments. Comment below. We love to hear what your thoughts are. write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. You know, that's just so, it's encouraging. But most of all, begin to think about, you know, a time of prayer and fasting. You know, we were saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
And pray.
And turn from, and it's not the world, it's the people.
It's my people.
It's my people. It's us. You know, and just say, God, I want to seek you. I want to do this. And listen, God, listen, we got to get an agreement with what God wants to do, because it's awesome. He's showing us what he wants to do, what he plans to do. But if we're not in agreement with it, if we just take it for granted, if we just think it's going to happen just
that's
because,
right.
That's not necessarily true. We actually have to get an agreement with what God is doing.
The super and the natural. Pray and vote, and these midterms matter.
These midterms really matter. Some of the things God's talking about is a red tsunami. Everything coming into agreement what God wants to do in this nation, which means also in the world. But if we don't agree with God,
yeah,
God will skip us. Ooh. You know, everything's optional in regards to God.
That's right.
We want God. Listen, that's why we're here.
That's right.
That's why we do what we do. You know, we shared our testimonies how we met Jesus Christ, you know, at meetmyfather.org, because Father God loves you so much that he gave his son for you, like Michelle's talking about, and that you can meet him too. Read our stories. Maybe you can find out a little bit about us, because God just loves us all, and he wants us all to know him, and you can find out a little bit about us, but also you can find out how you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, we're going to, instead of me, because I always normally close out in prayer, and I will be praying for you, but we're going to let Michelle Bachman close us out in prayer today. But right before that, I do want to say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask this in Jesus' name. And Michelle Bachman, why don't you close us out in prayer from the Value Voters Summit? Let's go.
Father God, Lord, you are the creator of the universe. You are the master. You are Almighty God. There is no one like you. We come before you now, Father, humbly in this room. I thank you, God, for every man and woman and child who took the time and effort to come here. It's because they love you and your ways, and it's because they love this nation. It isn't because they hate anyone else or hate a political party. They love you. And so, Lord, we come to you for a positive reason, because we see the gift that you have given to us, this magnificent country, nothing like it. Father, we thank you, O God, for 2 years of living in a golden time where we have seen the gospel to be able to be spread out and preached freely, massive innovation and commercialization of that innovation, the wealth that has been created. We have an abundance of riches. And yet, oh God, we see the challenges that are coming to restrict our freedom of speech, but also to see brothers and sisters across the world killed and persecuted like no other time. Father, we lift up to you those who are being killed and persecuted. We ask that you would comfort them even now and give us wisdom to know how to serve them better. So, Father, as we are here in the twilight of this midterm election that is so consequential, it will decide and determine whether the golden time goes on or whether, in fact, we're in a very, very different territory, unlike anything we've ever seen before. That will be determined in 7 weeks. And so, Lord, we ask that you would look upon this nation, that you would forgive us. We confess the sins of ourselves. We confess the sins of our nation. And so, Father, we ask for forgiveness for our own personal sins and the sins of this nation. And we ask that you would be merciful to us. We deserve your wrath, but we ask for your grace. And so, Lord, we humbly come before you now and thank you and ask, O God, that in these days you would do your work in your way that only you can. Would you expose the hidden deeds of darkness? Would you perform miracles, things that are too wonderful for us to even know? Lord, our times are in your hands, and we trust you above all else. And we thank you, O God, for your times and for your purposes. And we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Forget not prayer and fasting. Availeth much, just wait. Just wait. Practice, and he will listen. Amen.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, it's so exciting to think about that we personally can be a part of what God is doing in the season that we live. So often we look in the history books, we look at others, and we say, look what they did and look what they're doing. But we found out that we can affect this generation. We found out through VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program that there is a virtual stadium of an audience that joins us and stays with us 365 days a year. And we also found out the way that we can actually get them exposed to VFN-TV and VFN Radio is through the social networking community. Over 1 billion people plus are involved in the social network community. And for a simple dollar, we're able to communicate with them. It kind of averages out to about a dollar based on what we presently know, that when we share it with them, they come and sit down in the stadium and they get to hear all the encouraging words, all the prophetic happenings, things that we're sharing to encourage them, but also draw them to Christ. Yes, Billy Graham did it for years in stadiums and did it wonderful, but we have a virtual stadium that stretches from as far as the east as from the west, and you can be a part of it. Partner today. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. A dollar puts one person in the seat. Imagine $1 a month. That's 12 people in a year that you sat down that stays in the stadium. $5 a month. You're sitting 5 people in the virtual stadium. Or $100, that's 100 people a month that you're setting in this virtual stadium to be encouraged, because we're partnering together to bring people to the light of Jesus Christ. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.